Today we have a very rare opportunity to learn how to think big, and I mean big. That's what artists have to do, that's what creative people have to do. Nolan Bushnell was the founder of Atari, and also Chuck E. Cheese. I loved it, our son loves it, and I'm sure many generations will continue to love it. Nolan, thank you so much for joining us. This is a huge honor, thank you for being here.
It's fun to be here, thanks.
So can you tell us about your background and how you came into doing what you're doing? I know it's kind of a long story, but where are you from and how did you get interested in being an entrepreneur?
I was born and raised in Utah, but I became a ham radio operator as a very young man. I had my radio license when I was 10. And so I kind of got used to technology and paid for my radios by fixing televisions. And, you know, I had my own company fixing televisions when I was 11. And so I got really used to being an entrepreneur and having money. That, in a funny way, led me to Atari, which was, got a job at the local amusement park, just to keep me off the streets.
You were looking at the games that were surrounding you and you were saying there could be something much different, there could be something better, I can innovate in this area. You were thinking that early on?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Then I graduated and moved to California. And one day, these little chips, they dropped in price in a two-month period from $2.50 to 15 cents. Literally, with these chips, you could build a CPU. You could build all kinds of things.
How did you come up with the name Atari and the iconic logo that Daniel's wearing?
Atari came from the game of Go. The name in the game of Go is a polite warning to your opponent that he's about to be engulfed. So I felt that that would be a good name for a company. Yeah, you're about to be engulfed.
And how did that logo come about? Like, can you talk about the evolution of that logo? Because one thing on the Dream State, we talk about how art or creativity impacts the culture. I mean, that symbol itself still lasts until today.
I had a head of my art department, who I just hired, and I said, we need a better logo. And I said, I want it to be inspiring, kind of A-like, but not really an A. So he created about seven of them, and I saw that, and I said, that one.
What were some of the main ways that you took an idea and made it into something that was so successful and so popular in the world and has influenced so many?
Well, the most important thing with any idea is it needs to have economic underpinnings. That is, you got to make money. Mm-hmm. I wrote a book several years ago called Finding the Next Steve Jobs, and it's really about how do you create a creative infrastructure. And the real lesson, you don't have to buy the book, you can throw the book away. all you have to do is just say yes. And what happens, every company has a huge amount of creativity in it. But if you have four layers of middle management who are fundamentally hired to say no, and you just have to fire all those guys. Because we had games that nobody else had, we could go through. And a lot of times, our games didn't work as well because we didn't have a factory with quality control and all that. And we had this saying, we will never be as crappy next year as we are this year.
So why do you feel that people shouldn't give up on their dreams, you know, when an obstacle comes, like, you know?
The world is manipulable, much more than you think. The biggest barriers that you have is your own mind. You gotta be an unflinching, take no prisoners optimist. You have to believe that all you have to do is work harder than the next person and you're going to beat them. It's real simple. The next one is don't be limited by your lack of imagination. Long story short, we finally got called Sears Sporting Goods. The buyer showed up on our doorstep the next morning from Sears, all the way from Chicago. We went in, we talked down and everything. He says, okay, how many can you build? And I said, well, I don't know. So I went out and I talked to my manufacturing guy says, how many do you think we can build? They said, I think we can do 25,000. So I went into the buyer and I said, 75,000. He says, oh, really? He says, well, I'd like to be an exclusive, so I'm going to give you an order for 150,000.
Nice. Good job.
So all of a sudden, we'd gone from 25,000 we thought we could build to 150,000. Instead of one production line, we'll set up three. September on, we'll run a night shift on all three of those production lines. Boom. By Christmas of that year, we'd shipped 180,000 units.
Nice. Great job.
There are people who have dreams that have not done their homework. Tell me what your unique, you know, selling proposition is. What do you mean? See, you don't even know the language. If you can't speak the language of business, nobody's going to trust you with their money. Mm-hmm. You know, you've just, again, established yourself as a buffoon.
It seems like you not only hire the right people, but you're also willing to delegate and to trust other people to do their job. Is that a key to success?
You really want to hire good people, and then you want to treat them like adults. What is really important is outcomes, not process. If you are always focused on outcomes, everything gets easier. Now, what I haven't said is I hire quickly and I fire quickly. Everybody has a chance to be excellent. If they don't, they're out of here. Mm-hmm. Real simple.
How do you define success? I know you talked about money and how that wouldn't be your definition of success, but what is your definition of success?
All of my eight kids wanting to take a vacation together and us all getting along and all having a ball. That's a success.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. So I know we talked a little bit about Steve Jobs and you've worked with him. Do you feel that you influenced him in some way? Because I would believe that would be true.
I did tell him that it was very important if you really believed in a project or a process and everybody in the room said no, do it anyway. Be willing to be lonely. Be willing to be by yourself. Your vision many times is much clearer about the future than anybody you can describe it to.
Can you just give the viewers here today tips on what they can do to be the best entrepreneur they can be?
What you really want to do is develop a brand. Don't think of what you're doing as a product. Think of it as a brand generator. And what are the other things that you can put around your brand? Because the brand is the one thing that has some resilience and some life and some value. Have fun. Have a good life. That's really what it's all about.
I feel so inspired, Nolan. I feel like I've gone to the very best school today. And I hope you guys have enjoyed this very special dream state with Nolan Bushnell, learning how to think big.